around the globe, transforming lives into legacies. Living Word with Pastor Mensah Otabil. And now, today's word.
Sacrifice of praise. Sacrifice of praise. And this is part one of Sacrifice of Praise. And my subtitle is Fruit of Our Lip. Fruit of Our Lip. God has called us to offer Him praise, and the fruit of our lip is an important part in this process. So let's go to Hebrews chapter 13 and verse number 15. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. And it reads, therefore, by Him, the Him there is talking about Jesus Christ, He's the Him, because prior to that, it's talking about the priesthood of the Lord Jesus Christ and the sacrifice He has made. So it says, therefore, by Him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. We are to offer the sacrifice of praise, a sacrifice made out of praise. And the passage says that we must do it continually. In other words, you don't do it one moment and get tired, or you do it sometimes and get tired and say, this time I'll offer my sacrifice of praise, but I'll wait another time to do it. The passage says that we do it continually. And I'm going to use this passage as the backdrop as I teach on the sacrifice of praise and how we use the fruit of our lips to do that. But to understand the phrase, we have to go to the Old Testament to understand the continual sacrifice in the Old Testament, offerings that were given continually in the Old Testament, continual offerings in the Old Testament. Now, if you know the Old Testament a little bit, and I suppose you do, if you don't, I'll help you along as I preach. The Old Testament had a lot of sacrifices, especially when you read the book of Exodus and you read the book of Leviticus and a bit of Deuteronomy, you find that there is a lot of sacrifices that God gave to the children of Israel. And most of the sacrifices were occasional sacrifices. So when it's a Passover feast, there will be a sacrifice made. When it's the feast of the feast of the first fruits, there'll be sacrifices made. When it's the Feast of Tabernacles or the Day of Atonement, there'll be sacrifices made. And then when they harvest their crops, there'll be sacrifices made. Most of these sacrifices, although they occurred annually, they were not daily. They were not daily. But there is particular sacrifices that Israel made that was continuous, and God told them to do it continually and never stop. Never stop. And there are two of them, and we're going to read about them as we try to understand what Hebrews means when it says, let us offer a continual sacrifice to God. So, the first one is in Exodus chapter 29, verses 38 to 39. Exodus 29, 38 to 39. And it says, now this is what you shall offer on the altar. Two lambs of the first year, day by day, continually. One lamb you shall offer in the morning, and the other lamb you shall offer at twilight. Twilight in Israel is evening. Normally it's between 3 o'clock and 4 o'clock. That is evening. Remember, there was no electricity at that time. There were no street lights. So once it gets slightly dark, the day is coming to an end. So the day ended very early, sometimes around 4:30, around 5, the day is ended because darkness has come and there is no electricity. Now our day goes to midnight, but the day was very early. So God said to Israel, you're going to offer two sacrifices in the morning and in the evening. He says it's going to be a lamb that is 1 year old. So every day under the Old Testament, every day, a 1 year old lamb will be sacrificed in the morning And a one-year-old lamb will be sacrificed in the evening. And they did it continually. It never stops. So this is a continual sacrifice. It never stops. The second one is in Exodus chapter 30. Another continual offering. Exodus chapter 30, verse 7 and 8. And it says, Aaron shall burn on it sweet incense every morning. When he tends the lamps, he shall burn incense on it. And when Aaron lights the lamps at the twilight, he shall burn incense on it, a perpetual incense before the Lord throughout your generations. So note the three words used there, morning, evening, continually. Morning, even, continually. So if you lived in Israel at that time, every morning, evening, and throughout your existence, in the morning, there will be a sacrifice of a lamb and incense. In the evening, there will be a sacrifice of a lamb and incense. These two occurred continually. Everybody say continually. All right, so I want you to pay attention to it. And that's how they sacrifice in the Old Testament. So let's break it down a little bit. The lamb, what did it signify? A lamb is a blood or life sacrifice. It's a sacrifice of life. The lamb's life was offered on the altar. It represented that the people of Israel were giving of themselves to God. They're giving their lives to God. And the offering of the lamb was also to make way for the people to have access to God, because the blood of the lamb made atonement for the people. And so every morning they had to have access to God, and every morning they declared, our lives belong to God. And that is the sacrifice they made of the lamb. So every morning there's a lamb sacrifice, giving them access to God, and also declaring that their lives belong to God, day and night. So your life doesn't belong to God on Sundays, and then Mondays it belongs to you. And then you wait till next Sunday, your life belongs to God again. Or maybe on 31st December night when we are entering the new year, that's when your life belongs to God. Oh Lord, I give my life to you, and then 1st of January we take it back. But for Israel, their lives belong to God day and night continually. So that's what the lamb represented. Then the incense. The incense was a sweet smelling sacrifice. That's what God said to them. It's a sweet smelling sacrifice. And so the priest will put the incense on the incense altar, and every morning the place will smell beautiful. And every evening they would do that. So when you went to the temple area or you went to the tabernacle, you would see a lamb offered in the morning, you see incense burnt in the morning, you see a lamb offered in the evening, you see incense burnt in the evening. So these were the two continual sacrifices. The other offerings were continual, but they were not daily. Some of them were yearly, some monthly, but this was daily. Morning, even continually. Now, so keep that in mind as we go back to the passage we read at the beginning, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. Therefore, by Jesus Christ, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of our lips. So when Hebrews says, let us offer the continual sacrifice to God, it has something in mind. It doesn't want us to guess, because much of the book of Hebrews is interpreting the Old Testament in the light of the New Testament. So if you read the book of Hebrews, you see a lot of Old Testament symbolism is now interpreted for the New Testament. So now it says what they used to do in the morning and in the evening, the lamb and the incense, we must do it, but it tells us a different way of doing it. And it says, let us do it by him. Who is him? Him there, meaning Jesus Christ. We do it by him through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Not a lamb, not the blood of the lamb, but through Jesus Christ. Who he is and what he has done for us. We offer it by him. And the second thing you would note in the passage, it says, let us offer. We present our sacrifices in the New Testament by ourselves. Now, what is the significance of that phrase, let us offer? Because if you lived in the Old Testament under the law and you had to make a sacrifice, you didn't make it yourself. So if somebody, for example, had a lamb and they went to the temple and said, I want to give my lamb, you don't go and sacrifice it yourself. You bring your lamb, you give it to the priest, and the priest will sacrifice it for you. If you have incense, you want to burn, you have to give it to the priest, and they will do it for you. But in the New Testament, it says, let us offer it ourselves. So New Testament worship is not offered by the priest on behalf of the people. It is the people themselves offering to the Lord. Are you getting me? Now, most of you like it when pastors speak things over your life. For example, when I say breakthrough is coming your way, you are very happy. Healing is coming your way, you are very happy. It's good for your pastor to say that, but in the New Testament, really, we don't relate to God through the pastor. But we come by Jesus Christ and we offer it ourselves. Are you following me? So if I want to worship in the New Testament, I don't leave it to the priest to worship. Now, in the Old Testament, the praise and worship was led by the priests, the Levites. They would come and sing, because he's good and his mercies endure forever. And the people would be quiet watching. Because the people who offer the sacrifice are the priests. But in the New Testament, we offer it ourselves. So you don't come to church during praise and worship, listen to the music on the stage, and you are watching it. That is Old Testament behavior. In the New Testament, when the priests are offering, we also offer ourselves. Are you getting me? We offer our sacrifice ourselves. By him, Jesus Christ, we do it ourselves. It is not done on our behalf. And it goes beyond even praise and worship. It goes beyond our prayer. We offer it ourselves by him, Jesus Christ. So it says, by him let us offer our sacrifice of praise. Then it says something. What is this sacrifice? In the Old Testament, there's a lamb and it's incense. What is the sacrifice in the New Testament? The passage answers it. It says, the fruit of our lips. The fruit of our lips. That is the words we speak and the words we sing. That's what we bring to church. Under the Old Testament, they go with a lamb on their shoulder with incense in a container. In the New Testament, we come with words in our mouth because we offer the fruit of our lips. So you cannot be quiet when you are in the presence of the Lord worshiping. You have to offer. And how do you offer? Through the fruit of your lips. Now I know that a lot of us come to church and maybe you are not musical. Maybe you are not musical. So when a song is being sung, you feel your voice is bad. Maybe your music teacher told you, don't sing again. Don't sing again. You are spoiling the music. But you see, when we are worshiping congregationally, we are not just trying to sing artistically. We are offering a sacrifice to God. And God knows your voice. He created you. He knows you can't carry a tune. But he says, when you come to my presence, Don't say, because my voice is bad, I will not offer the fruit of my lips. Because if I don't offer the fruit of my lips, then I came to church and I went back without sacrificing. My words, my lamb, I brought it to church and I took it back home. My incense, I brought it to church and I took it back home. But God says, when you bring your words of gratitude and thanksgiving, you don't come to church and go back with it. You have to offer it. We have to offer it. This is the sacrifice in the New Testament. It's not lamb, it's not incense, it's the fruit of our lips. How many of you know how to speak? Even if you don't have the physical ability to speak, you can use sign language, because that's how you communicate. But God says, when you come to his presence through Christ, you offer by yourself. One of the reasons why we put the words of our songs on the screen is so that if you cannot sing it, you can speak it. Are you getting me? Because a song drags a note, and some of you don't have the vocal ability to drag a note, and you don't have the breath. So if it goes, oh, you just want to say, deh. I love you, Lord, and I lift my hands to you always. I praise you, Lord. That's what you can say. That's your sacrifice of your lips. It may not be in the form of music, but it's words coming out of your mouth, and it is the sacrifice of the fruit of your lips. So how do we do that? Three ways. First, we sacrifice by using words from God's word to God. We say God's word back to him, or we sing God's word back to him. A lot of the songs of praise are taken directly from the Bible. So, for example, when we sing, as the deer pants after the water, so my soul pants after you. As the deer panted for the water. So... it's not we making up our songs. It's in the psalm. It's the word of God. We take the word of God, put it in our mouth, and sacrifice it to him. Are you following me? So when we sing immortal, invisible, God only wise, we are directly singing a scriptural passage, and we sing it back to God. In some churches, they sing the Psalms. In my mother church, which I would not mention, we used to sing the Psalms. And as I've grown older, I tend to appreciate it, because the fruit of the lips is you put the word of God in your mouth and you speak it to him. So that's one way to sing or to offer your sacrifice of praise. You put the word of God in your mouth and you say it to God. You are immortal. You are invisible. You are the only wise God, in light, inaccessible, shielded from our eyes. It's all in the Bible. So when you sing it, you are offering the fruit of your lip as sacrifice to God.